And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
What are you calling for? What's up?
Well, I've been a dog groomer. I learned to groom dogs back in 74, 75.
Really?
I went to school in Memphis at a guy named Sam Ballman's dog grooming school.
Have you ever heard of that Joey?
No, actually, I never heard of that school.
Well, he's probably dead now. He was pretty old when I learned it. But there was one aspect that he didn't teach, and I'd kind of like to learn it because I want to do some target practice on my ex-wife.
Target practice on your ex-wife?
Are you sure you're talking about pet grooming?
Anal gland.
Well, you know, if you get good enough at it, yeah, you can. You definitely can do some target practice because I've done that before. You know, it's fun. It's a crappy job, but somebody has to do it. And so you never were taught anal glands, huh?
Well, hearing you and Dr. Debbie talk about it, I know that y'all can do it. I was wondering if you can give me some pointers on how to do that.
Well, what we do as pet groomers is we do it from the outside, where veterinarians will actually go inside. And what you want to do, you hold your fingers on the side. Now, this is going to be attractive here, Hal. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But if you place your fingers on the side of the rectum, okay, and you'll feel the anal glands, what you want to do is you want to be on the outside of it, okay? And you want to feel if it was 3 and 9 o'clock on the side of the rectum. And what you want to do is you want to go in and you want to, like, pinch it. Put your fingers a little bit behind and pull forward. And you want to do that gently, okay? You may have to do it a couple of times until you feel comfortable. But when you do it...
And right, not forward.
As if you're pinching it, like you're pulling forward. You want to pull forward. You don't want to push in.
Forward would be towards the dog's head, right? So you'd want to pull to the rear?
No. No, you want to pull to the rear. You want to pull towards yourself. You don't want to push in. You want to pull toward yourself. Okay, now what you want to do is be out of the line of fire when you do this. You know, aim the butt, you know, maybe a little bit off to the side. Wherever your ex-wife is standing, aim it that way. Okay, and pull forward gently. And what you want to do, you want to finesse it a little bit because you'll feel it. It's almost, I hate to say this, it's like squeezing a pimple almost. If nothing is coming out, you're probably not grabbing it properly, or it could also be just that impact. Sometimes it doesn't come out real easily. And sometimes they got to actually go in what they call, they oil it. They actually put Panalog in there and they get it loosened up, veterinarians, and then they have to do it. But if it doesn't come out easy, don't force it. Don't do it. And you know what? It takes a few times. It takes a little practice. I'll be very honest with you.
How many feet can you shoot it?
I have, and I'm trying to think, my bathing room, I probably shot it at least 15 feet. If I really wanted to get you, I can probably get you from about 15 feet.
Wow.
So that takes practice, I guess.
Does that help you at all, Bill?
Well, I have always had a rag or a paper towel and held over it when I did it. So what
yeah,
I got to
do
is not use a rag and get my hand out of the way.
There you go.
And about 10 to 15 feet away would be perfect. That way I could sneak it up on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. It's no fun with a rag, Bill.
Listen for more Animal Radio. Go to animalradio.com for more.